in about an hour. Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Local Splash. Is Tom available?
This is his wife, Betty.
Oh, hi, Betty. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I actually tried to reach out yesterday to Tom to go over the progress of the account. He requested to schedule it for today using this phone number that I'm calling. Is that a good time to go over the progress of the account?
Do I need to be by a computer right now?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Local
Before
flesh.
We start...
Sorry, I was talking to Tom.
Oh, no, that's okay. Before we start, please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Today, we'd like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for the campaign, and if we're able to walk through the client dashboard.
Sure.
Alrighty. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed the keywords research. I see a roofing contractor, roofing installation, roofing services, and so forth.
Yes.
We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, the Facebook ad started running on April 22nd. And as of today, we have a total of 29 clicks and 1,029 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
Did you see the Local Splash ad? I don't know if I've seen it. The Facebook ad, you said? Is it on our Facebook?
So actually, there's a preview that you can check out, and it's available on the Local Splash dashboard. Have you signed into the dashboard before?
Tom has the app, so I know he was looking at it.
I see. So yes, if he's actually able to sign in right now or later today, all he has to do is go to the Facebook ad section, and that's where he'll be able to see the ad preview.
Where could he find it in the top? Let me see that. Yeah, does it say Facebook? It just brings us to our Facebook page. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, just to clarify, he's using the Local Splash app, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So supposedly if he's on the home page, he should be able to see like 29, let me just take a look here, 29 Facebook ad clicks. He can tap on that, and it's going to route him to the Facebook ads page with all the information.
Oops. Oh, see it. Mm-hmm. So we show zero clicks.
That's very...
Stats, yeah, we show zero clicks.
For the Facebook ads? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's what we see on our, I do see the ad, but when I look at the stats, it's showing me zero clicks, so I'm not sure.
It could be that the time frame is being filtered, like, recently. Are you able to, like, change the time frame to all time? Like for the from the very
it is on all time.
Oh, okay. But it's showing zero. Is that right?
Yeah.
Zero
link. I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah, it says zero link clicks.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Betty. So yes, I'm seeing different on my end. I'm actually seeing 29 link clicks. But here's what I'll do. Uh-huh. I'll ask the technical
team. Then I do see 29 on the front page. But then when I click into that, then it says zero.
But
I do see, Facebook ad clicks. Yes, 29.
Okay. All righty. Sorry, are you still seeing zero when you tap on it or it's now showing
when
29?
I tap on the fix, like... On the main site analytics, I see 29, but then when I actually click on the Facebook links, then it says under stats, statistics, link click zero.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I'll ask the back office team to check on this as to why you're seeing it differently when you tap on it. It could be just an isolated technical issue with the app. But so far, okay. The ads have gathered 29 clicks from the time it went live, which was on April 22nd. Now, on that same page, do you see there the preview or?
The what?
The preview.
The review?
Okay. So that's how the ad looks like on a customer's perspective when they're scrolling Facebook. If there's anything you'd like to change or add to it, let's say the photos being featured on it, you can reach out to us, or there should be like a request changes button.
Can we change the photos?
Yes. Below the preview, do you see there a button that says request changes? Thank you. So please tap on it and you'll be able to upload the photos that you would like to feature.
Okay. So you have to attach the photos you want.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else regarding the ads aside from the photos?
No.
Oh, no. Thank you, Patty. Now, aside from the ads, we've already created the website design. However, we're waiting for Tom to provide us his login credentials to his domain or delegate access to us. Was he able to do it, or did he encounter any errors when he tried to do it?
I will try again in a little bit.
Sure, not a problem. I'll also go ahead and send you the steps once again via email so that you can refer to it. One moment here. All right, there we go. You should receive it in a few minutes. Now, as for the Google Business Profile, we've completed optimization to make sure that all of the information is up to date, and we will keep on optimizing it to boost rankings and visibility. Before calling in, buddy, I did check what the current ranking is, and so far we are showing up on the first page for roofing contractor, roofing installation, roofing services. All we have to do now is to keep on optimizing it to increase ranking and to make sure that all of the keywords show up on the first page for all the targeted service areas. Now, as part of optimization, we do highly recommend these three actions. First off would be to add photos from time to time. So whenever you have new photos of completed work as well as before and after photos, we highly recommend adding them to the campaign, because that's going to help keep his, that's going to help the business profile fresh and active. Are you already familiar with
photos?
That's right.
We need to take pictures and send them to me.
Are you already familiar with?
Yeah, because I got to upload it.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the dashboard?
On Google?
On the dashboard, the local splash dashboard.
Oh, no. I would have to download. I will take a look at it. I'm sure I could. Tom has to send me photos so that I could upload them.
That would be perfect, Mary. So the reason why I ask about that is because since you have us doing the campaign, instead of adding the photos on one platform only, which is the Google Business Profile, we highly recommend adding them or uploading them on the dashboard so that we can take care of the rest for you. Once you've uploaded the photos on the dashboard, we'll be the one adding them to the Google Business Profile, to the Facebook page, and the website.
Okay.
All right. Aside from adding photos, we also recommend posting. Posting is a great way to get customers' attention. This will also help keep the profile fresh and active. And creating posts can be done through the dashboard as well, app that Tom has. All you have to do is go to the post section, and you should be able to see there the create new post button. Now, we do understand that sometimes you might be busy, you wouldn't have time to create the post. So we have the automated post feature enabled to back you up when it comes to posting, wherein we will be creating posts on behalf of the business. For now, the frequency is once a week, which is published every Wednesday. Are you okay with that, or would you like us to increase it to twice a week or three times a week?
One is okay for now. I just have to get time to take pictures.
That would be perfect.
Great. Thank you so much for that. Lastly, when it comes to boosting rankings and visibility, we highly recommend to gain more reviews. So far, the campaign already has a good start. You have 16 five-star reviews. If you have customers that express that they'd like to leave a review and they haven't done it yet, you can definitely share to them the tiny URL or the review link that we've created for the business. We sent that review link via email back on April 21st. Did you notice?
Can you resend that to me, please?
Sure,
I don't remember receiving it.
That's okay. Yes, I'll go ahead and send it over after this call, and you can definitely test it out, see how it works. The good thing with that link is once your customers tap on it, automatically they'll be routed to the review page of your Google Business profile, and that way they don't need to look you up anymore, which makes it easier for them.
Okay.
All right. And you can actually also share it to them by verbally. The link is ratemy.pro/homepro, and I will be sending it via email after this call.
Okay.
And speaking of reviews, I do see here that you've been diligently responding to reviews. Thank you so much for being on top of that. We do highly recommend to keep doing that. Google really loves seeing business owners respond to reviews. It tells them that you value customer feedback, and it's additional points in boosting your rankings.
Okay.
Alrighty. We do highly recommend allowing 45 to 60 days to start seeing results. This is into consideration Google's algorithm as well as Facebook's algorithm that needs to refresh and sink in. Do you have any questions so far regarding the campaign?
No.
Alrighty, buddy. So that's actually it for me. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.